boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know when you do something and you look around and you're like, oh my God, did anybody see that? Because it's not what you think. It's not what you think. It's not how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to me twice now with our boss, Julie. I fear she thinks that I am hacking people's computers without their permission. Because the first time was maybe a week ago. It was a day that you were out, I believe, and I had to go hack into Chad Taylor's computer because he had left for the day and he got kicked out from his like remote access. So he had texted me and was like, hey, would you mind going in and signing into my computer so I can access stuff from home this weekend? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Julie walked by that day and I immediately was like, he told me to, I'm not in here because I don't have permission. He told me he got kicked out. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I didn't really think anything of it. And then again today, I was at Claire's computer from the morning scramble because she's the only one in the building that has a CD drive. And I had to try to burn a CD. She knew I was going to do it. But then Julie again comes walking by and she does a double take. She's like, oh, I thought you were Claire, but Claire wasn't here today. It was the dark hair. Quick moment. I'm like, I just keep ending up at other people's desks. I swear, I'm just burning a CD. Claire's the only one that has a CD burner in this building. And then I start talking fast and over-explaining because I think I look suspicious now. She's like, right. I look like I'm doing bad things, and I'm not.
I'm just saying, if those people start having weird Google searches, inappropriate Google searches.
No.
It was Taylor.
No. Why would I go to somebody else? I'll Google dumb stuff on my own computer.
And get
I have
in
no
trouble.
Problem.
And get in trouble for it?
Yeah. If I'm going to hack somebody else, I'm going to like look into the dirt.
Do you know what? Shockingly, she hasn't hacked into my computer yet.
No, because I'm not hacking people. I just end up at other people's desks and other people see and then I look suspicious.
I entered our radio station into a wee bit of a, I don't know, contest of some sort. And we, I don't know, won? I don't even know if you would want to call it a contest, but we got ourselves some 7 Brew. It's not open yet. And God, I can't wait.
You have sent me updates. Anytime that you're in the area of where it's at, you're like, oh, they have things outside. Oh, the sign's gone up. Oh, they're carrying syrups inside.
Lights are on. They have things written on the windows. People are standing outside. I literally am sending her updates every single day. I have been waiting for this day to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for them to open. I want their coffee so bad. And then I saw on Facebook, I think it was like in the Cedar Rapids area support group, that somebody had posted they were going to go around to businesses within the area and drop off free coffees.
Yeah.
You just had to kind of like nominate your business. So I did. I didn't think we'd win. I didn't think we'd get it.
Well, we're not the only ones that got it. We didn't win.
I saw the Cedar Rapids Police Department got it.
Nice.
And so I didn't hear from them. I didn't think it would happen. And then I got the email. It said, Destiny nominated us and there's coffee in the fridge.
So much coffee.
So I'm going to be caffeinated.
Have you only had one?
Yes, but I will be having another one here soon.
Okay, because right before we came back here for the show, Julie's like, hey, there's still coffee in the fridge. You want another one? And I'm like, I will not sleep tonight. My Friday will turn into Saturday very quickly. My tummy's going to hurt too. That's too much.
I'm like, I need to start doing this more often. You know, have you ever been to a business where they have like, you could put your business card in and you can like.
Oh, yeah, like a raffle kind of.
Yeah, and you can like nominate for free lunch. I got to start doing this. This was so fun.
This is a new journey, I think. What can you win?
The office.
The office. Let's see how crazy you can get with it.
We'll just know we're going to start getting us free things all the time because I'm not going to stop.
I hope it's lunch next week.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You remember when everybody was talking about 100 men versus one gorilla?
Yeah.
It started from like a tweet of somebody saying, who would win, 100 men or a gorilla? Who would take the other down first? That was a whole debate. lots of men chiming in on how they would do it and if it was even possible. Now, it's 100 women versus one gorilla. I saw the most fantastic TikTok last night that I had to share with you because somebody, here's what I love about the women, okay? We're logical. We plan things out. This person went ahead and planned out the 100 women that they would put up against the gorilla. Now, I'm not going to read all 100 women for you, but they have them categorized because we would work in teams.
Yes, we would.
Us girls.
We would
against
have strategy.
That one gorilla. So I just want to go through a couple of highlights here. Maybe you have some additions that you'd like to suggest because we're a team, us girls, against this gorilla. So they first broke it down by bait. Who they would bait.
Why do I feel like I'd be in bait?
You might be in bait. They have Caillou listed because Caillou is annoying. And then the other diabolical people like Ruby Frankie.
Wait, I didn't know Caillou was a girl.
I guess you might have a point there. I don't know. They have Caillou and then diabolical people like Ruby Frankie, who is like in jail for really horrible things. Then they have Fight Line number one. So we got the strong girls like Ilona Mare. The Olympian
who was
on Dancing with the Stars, you know.
Oh, my God. I think she just take it out all by herself.
Absolutely. They have Khloe Kardashian and Serena Williams, another really, really strong athletic woman. Then we have Fight Line number two. Guess what? Caitlin Clark is listed on there. How cool is
also,
that?
Also, Caitlin Clark could just probably do it by herself.
True. Katniss Everdeen also on Fight Line two. Some of these are fictional, I should mention.
Katniss Everdeen.
Then we have our team captains.
Why is Caitlin Clark not a captain?
Because she's athletic.
Okay.
I don't know. You can't fight.
I'm not mad about that.
There's a lot of different categories here.
Okay.
We have our captains, which, again, I'm only naming a couple because there's 100 women here. Some big names for captains would be Kylie Kelsey.
Yes. Okay. Good one.
Zendaya, also a captain.
Okay.
Then we have our strategists. So the really brilliant women like Bridget Mendler. Who is now an astronaut.
Yes, she should be.
Taylor Swift, obviously she's
a genius. Yes, she should be.
Michelle Obama.
Yes, she should be.
Then we have our distractions. Kind of like bait, but not as sacrificial. But people who are loud and would get the attention
of
the gorilla.
Maybe I should be that.
You could be. We have JoJo Siwa, Nicki Minaj, Bad Baby, Ariana and Cynthia together. They must be together. We have our motivators, which would be Kris Jenner, Reese Witherspoon, and London Tipton. Again, another fictional character. And then I won't take you through all of these other ones, but we have the bad chicks category with people like Cardi B and Doja Cat, Beyonce. Attackers, so like Lizzo, Mulan, Kim Kardashian. We have the Annas, which is just people named Anna. There's five of them. We have entertainment. So Meghan Trainor would just put on a concert during the entire thing. And the Barden Bellas from Pitch Perfect. Special agents like Simone Biles. I don't know what that means. And then Stone Age soldiers, which is older women.
Okay.
Who would fight along Betty White, obviously, on that list.
We are not putting Betty White in there.
I'm not saying she's going up like for the physical altercation.
No, you keep her away from that.
Well, I imagine that they're sitting far, far away.
Did we have Oprah in there?
You know what? I don't think Oprah was on that list. See, this is
also,
why
we keep Oprah safe.
As
she's just a captain and she just stays away from the fight.
I think she's a motivator.
Yeah, and she stays away from the fight. We do not harm Oprah.
Okay, we don't harm Oprah and we put you out there as bait.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I made a bet with my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, and it has to do with Taylor Swift.
Very odd start.
The bet is, will Taylor Swift announce her reputation at the American Music Awards on Monday?
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'd be coming up with all these theories, and I'd be telling him everything I see. All of that, thanks to TikTok. And he's tired of it. He's been hearing this the last 2 years. He's tired of it.
Here's what I'll add to that. When you get Destiny talking about Taylor Swift, you get angry. You get angry, like you know her personally. Because I have said before, oh, there's talk about reputation. You're like, no, no, there is no, I don't even know what the saying is. You say it a million times.
There is no explanation.
There will just be reputation. She's not going to do that. She wouldn't do that. Like, you know her. So I can't even imagine what you're like at home.
I tell him all the theories. Everything I'm seeing on TikTok, and he's been hearing it for the last, like, what, you know, year and a half that we've been dating or whatever. And he's like, I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. You've been clowning. You've been saying these stupid theories. And one by one, you've been disappointed. And she still hasn't dropped reputation.
Right.
Why do you think this AMAs is different than all the other AMAs before?
It's not.
And I'm like, well, I think this time that the theories are correct, okay?
Because
the store... Our website, it's naming out the AMAs.
Yeah, blah, blah. Nobody cares.
And I really think it's time. I think it's not, but okay. We made a bet. I told him he has to listen to all the theories I'm seeing on TikTok, all the things that the Swifties are saying, up until Monday.
Uh-huh.
And he's got to watch the AMAs with me. If she does not announce reputation, I got to put clown makeup on. Because I once again clowned. Reputation, and I gotta wear it.
So you actually have to do your makeup like a clown. Is he gonna make you leave the house like this? Like,
where's
the public humiliation? If you're just gonna do clown makeup at home, then what's the point of that?
Well, I mean, I could take a picture of it. We could like post it on. No, don't.
Yeah, you could do that, and then I think you should go out and have to run your errands.
By the time the American Music Awards gets over, it's 10 o'clock.
No, you could do it the next day,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
When I come to work.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. Or take a. I mean, I don't know. I think if you're going to place a bet. I also want to hit Chelsea on our Facebook page asked a very valid question. What if she announces debut Taylor's version?
Then I win.
Do you still have to clown?
I think technically, yes, actually. I would say I do have
you're
to clown.
You're so wrong.
Yeah, I have to clown because I thought she was dropping reputation.
Okay.
Not, I didn't say fearless.
Okay.
I didn't say debut. I said reputation.
Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't even show up to the AMAs.
Oh
Taylor
God.
Swift, I would like you to take the weekend off like the rest of us. I cannot wait for tomorrow because Saturday is my Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Day where I can watch in peace and quiet and enjoy all the drama. And I do that because currently my boyfriend's at work all day. But I can't lie that I'm a little bit sad that he doesn't want to watch it with me. He doesn't really care about the drama or the tea when it comes to the Mormon wives or mom talk. So I saw on TikTok, and I have yet to try this. I may do it tonight. Of somebody who took all the girls of mom talk who are in Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and they made sports comparisons, okay? So they, for example, I don't know who these men are, but I think Curly, my boyfriend, would know. They say, like, Taylor, for example, from the show, would be like Anthony Edwards. Polarizing figure, but still remains the future of the league.
Mm.
I would say that's very correct for Taylor. And then it goes through like Whitney is like Kevin Durant, used to be a villain, now just wants to hoop. But in Whitney's case, she just wants to be involved in the drama. There's this whole breakdown. And I think you could do this on ChatGPT if you wanted, if your guy's more into football or baseball, basketball, to relate to them so that they can get caught up on the drama. And I am 100% going to do this when I get home.
I would have to pick something else.
Video games?
Yeah, because Neighbor Man's not into sports at all in any sort of way.
What about, what's that type of, like, TV shows that, does he watch, I can't think of what type it is.
What are you like?
Like, cartoons?
Anime?
Yes.
He's into anime.
You could maybe do anime comparisons.
It could do that. Yeah, he would be more into that, or if I did, like, more nature-y. Like birds, if I compared them to birds.
Like someone is a canary and someone is a hawk.
I've been catching up on Secret Life of Mormon Wives last couple nights. Really late at night, unfortunately.
Oh, that's
and I watched
so good.
Two episodes till like midnight last night. And it's funny because I'll watch Neighbor Man, my boyfriend. He'll be on his phone scrolling on Facebook or shopping for something. So it looks like he's busy on his phone. And then the next minute, I'll catch him looking at the iPad, watching it. And then last night, he was really watching it because he'd comment every 2 seconds like, oh, I can't stand that Taylor girl.
Mm.
oh my God, that girl's crazy, or oh, that girl's so mean, or that guy's lying through his teeth, just look at him. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just got to have it in the room, and then eventually they're going to watch.
No, see, when Curly came home last weekend, when I was having my first binge session, mm-hmm. okay, I watched it while he was at work. Then he walked in, and he starts to mock people on screen, where somebody will be like, I just don't appreciate how you're gaslighting me. And then I'll go, I just don't appreciate how you're gaslighting me. And I'm like, you're ruining my experience. Stop it. It's one thing to comment and be like, yeah, she's fake, or ugh, villain, I don't like her. Well, but he ruins it.
He will make a couple comments here and there that I feel like also does kind of ruin it. Because he's like, oh, I just can't stand like Taylor. I think she's crazy or whatever. And I'm like, but come on now. Like, yeah, she can be a little crazy. But I kind of relate to Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So there are sometimes I feel like he makes some comments and I'm like, you're kind of ruining my experience, or I have to pause it or whatever so I can just understand the tea that is going on. But then there are other comments that I feel like he's adding to the experience. So I feel like you just got to like let him mock and then maybe he'll stop and then maybe he'll enjoy it.
I think I need to get him a buzzer.
So he can buzz in
you
with his comment? Like, wait.
3 buzz-ins per episode. And then you can buzz, I know, to pause so you don't ruin what's happening. And then you can make your stupid comment.
What are you going to... You're going to give him that, like, little... I'd like to make a stupid comment.
I think that'll help.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon. On Z102.9.
Let's talk about the lawn. Our lawn is green. It's so green out there. However, I have learned, do not comment on the lawn if you don't like what it looks like when it comes to the color of the lawn. I told you, Curly, my boyfriend, now that he finally has a lawnmower, he went from zero to dad mode, like, real quick.
I also went to zero to dad mode real quick.
We went from jungle in the backyard to neighbors leaving notes on our deck like, hey, we will mow your lawn if you pay us. He got a lawnmower last weekend, took care of it, and then last night we were looking outside after all the rain, and I go, oh, the neighbor's yard is still a little bit greener than ours, and I wish I could take that back so quick. No, it's not. It's not greener than ours. They have more dead spots. They have more crabgrass. And I'm like, it's not your fault. Like, get the sprinkler out. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't know it was that sensitive.
I haven't gotten to the point of sprinkling yet.
Oh, you're round. You're round in the corner.
Oh, of watering my grass. I will tell you this though. We probably will get to that. I messed up a little bit last weekend when I mowed. I mowed one spot a little too much.
Oh, you scalped it. That's what he
said. She got a little brown.
Oh, no. She's burnt.
She's crispy. So I did that. I went back and forth, and I didn't know I went over that spot already.
Mm.
I overshaved her.
Mm-hmm. Your cooking skills are translating to the yard. You're burning stuff. Rats.
What did the dad say for that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What would a dad say?
Well, he said to me last week he was going to take the lawn real short. He said, I'm going to scalp it. Which sounds murdery, if you ask me.
I need to hang out with dads.
What happens when you
drink
get brown spots?
Drink a Bush Light and ask them what they say about lawns, just so I can speak mm-hmm. the lingo. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I got to hang out with them. Where are you at, dads, this weekend, so I can just hang out and
they might
be my out. New balances and... Talk about lawns.
You might be able to find them in their yards.
I'll be over.
They might be able to teach you about grilling next.
Yes, gotta give me a tong.
Tong?
I've been saying this little nickname to our dog, Zaw, and it, I think, is making my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, absolutely jealous.
I feel like you're normally the one that gets jealous.
Oh my God, I am the queen of jealousy. And I think it's funny because this one little name, I just feel I can hear in the tone of my boyfriend's voice a little bit of jealousy.
Mm.
The name is my hero. I'd say it in that exact voice. Let me explain, okay? Mm. My dog, Zaw, and I say it's my dog because the whole reason we got this dog was for me. I'll give you the backstory. He's the last animal that we adopted.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason we got this dog was because I was going through a rough patch where I was like, I'm not joking, crying every single night for like 3 weeks straight, okay? Because in my past relationship with my ex, I had these two dogs named Milo and Otis, mm-hmm. and they were my best friends, okay? And I just had this beautiful connection with them. And I just felt like I didn't have that connection with our other animals that we have. Do I love them? Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was something about that connection I had with those two dogs, okay? And so I was like, I need something. I need a little connection with somebody. So we got this dog named Zaw. That's why I say it's my dog, okay? Because he's my world, all right?
Right.
And I call him my little hero because he saved me from crying every single night, okay?
Okay. This is sad.
So every single day I go, my hero! And he's like, dude, he's not your hero. He poops and pees in the house everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is the same dog that you say every day that you come home and the world is his bathroom.
Yes, but he's my little hero. And he's like, he gets so frustrated and a little jealous. He's like, dude, I'm the one who's actually saved somebody from like a fire. This dog just tinkles everywhere in the house. How is he a hero?
Mm.
And I just think it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I am him. He is me.
What?
The thing that drives me nuts about my boyfriend, Curly, he says to our cat, Toulouse, our little girl cat, Toulouse, who he has a soft spot for, he goes, hi, pretty. And can I just tell you, honestly,
let me guess, he's never called you pretty.
No, here's the thing. Oh. I'll be sitting on the couch, okay? Listen to this. He'll go, hi, pretty, when he walks in from the gym or something. And I turn around, he's talking to the freaking cat. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You thought maybe for once you were actually pretty.
Yeah. Well, I'm not because I'm sitting there ugly as all get out. So that is where I started to get angry. And I'm like, I thought you were talking to me. And he goes, oh, well, you look really pretty.
You're like, nope, I can't take the second compliment.
Get out of my face. I always have a fear of people seeing the dumb things that I Google. And for the first time in my life, I think my Googling got me in a bit of trouble. I got a phone call yesterday.
From the FBI?
I wish. No, I don't wish that. Please don't call
Taylor,
me.
Taylor, are you looking up how to murder?
No, don't put that on me. I normally don't answer the phone if it's a number I don't recognize. Sometimes I get a little spunky and I decide I want to. And I saw this California number was calling me yesterday. So I'm like, I guess I'll answer it and see what's going on. It's this girl being like, hi, is this Taylor? I'm like, yeah. She said, hi, I'm something from HubSpot.
What is that?
I go, okay. Because what is she talking about? She's like, well, it sounds a little creepy, but we saw you interacting with our Google ads. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What is HubSpot? I don't know. So I'm like, okay, what does that mean? She says, well, you were looking into our services. It clicked in my mind at that moment that I had been Googling a new content calendar because I do social media things. So I was looking for a new way to like organize the things I need to do every day, my to-dos. And I had ended up on this website, HubSpot, who has like content calendars, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't even matter. I didn't sign up for it though. So because I clicked on the link and I was signed into Google, they apparently got my contact information, but I wasn't going to admit that to this girl because I already said, I don't know what you're talking about. So what did I do? I girl bossed, gatekeeped, and gaslit. I was like, I don't recall ever doing this. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, okay. Oh, I just wanted to see if you had any further questions about our services and our products. And I said, I don't know how you got my information. I don't know why you're calling me because none of this is ringing a bell. She was like speechless. She's like, okay. I just said, okay, please don't call me back. And then I hung up on her.
Taylor.
Because I was like, I was already in too deep acting like I didn't know what she was talking about. I wasn't mean. I just was like, I don't recall any of this. But I did about halfway through the conversation.
Well, good for you for being able to do that on the spot. But my other concern is, what more, like, who else can be able to do this?
That's what I'm saying. Because I went back to the website to be like, did I sign up for a free trial or something? No. Because everything you had to pay for. So it was just because I was signed into my own personal Google, taylor@gmail.com. They found my info. That's scary.
I'm waiting for the day that ChatGPT is going to start calling me and be like, hey,
dude,
You were looking up coffee syrups.
No, it's going to do like welfare checks. Like, hey, you haven't asked me how to write a nice email in a week.
It's absolute worst. Going to Google and being like, okay, here are my symptoms. Mm-hmm. What is it? And then Google coming back or WebMD. Yeah, you're probably going to die.
Dude, it starts with your elbow being itchy and suddenly you have 6 weeks to live.
Seriously.
Every time.
I'm tired of it. I'm like, I just want to know what's going on. And it's like, it was nice to know you. And I was like, stop.
At WebMD will get you every time.
Well, last night I was, you know, taking a shower, got out of the shower. And neighbor man, my boyfriend, was like, whoa, you got a lot of bruises on your legs. Mm. And I was like, yeah, I kind of noticed that. He's like, I wonder if you're like low and like you're iron. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have been tested for that. Like, you wouldn't believe. I always think I'm low in iron. I've got the dark under eyes. Mm. I bruise like you wouldn't believe. And I'm tired all the time, which are like main symptoms of being low in iron and stuff. But I've been tested like 5 times and they always tell me I'm not. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, but maybe it could be. I guess I've never looked into something else it could be. But I got like over 20 bruises on my legs. It's, mm-hmm. Maybe it is something I'm also low in. I know I'm low in vitamin D, and I take pills for that.
Yeah.
But maybe it could be something else. So I asked ChatGPT instead of Google and WebMD because I'm tired of them telling me you got like 6 weeks to live.
Yeah, right.
And let me tell you, start asking ChatGPT because, girly, she do not tell you you're going to die.
Okay.
She came up with so many options. I told her the same thing. Hey, I've been tested for low iron, and they tell me every single time I'm not. Here's what I have. What do you think it could be? She was telling me low in vitamin C, could be vitamin B12, could be vitamin K. I didn't even know that was a thing. And she was giving me all the symptoms that also could go with those.
Okay.
Never once told me I was dying. Well, I like her.
That's good. So what do you do now? Are you going to just try all of those vitamins? Is there some thing as too many vitamins?
I think there is, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Don't look at me. I should not be giving any advice on that. Here's the thing. Out of all of them, I guess related to vitamin C.
Orange juice. That's what I know. Minute Maid.
I'm coming to the store and buying all the orange juice.
Sunny D. I got to try to explain this to you, but I don't really know a whole lot about it, so bear with me, okay?
That's a good way to start.
But when you buy a house, you should know that you get a lot of scammy mail after.
Really?
Yes. Now, they explained this to us when we were signing the papers. They were like, okay, just so you know, now your information is going to be like out there, and everybody's going to be sending you these scammy mail, and it's going to look legit. Don't fall for it.
Who put your information out there?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's like out there for like public record. Maybe it is. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Probably, I guess.
I would assume so. It's like out there for like public record, right? And now we just get all this skit and it looks legit. And it's like, you defaulted on your home mortgage and like, you owe us all this money.
That's
and like,
criminal. And, oh my, doing
it's
that?
Scary. It's so scary. And like, so honestly, it looks real. Like, it looks like it's coming from your bank. It looks like it's coming from your, like, home insurance. It's so scary and it's so real. Like, I have to send pictures to my daddy sometimes. And I'm like, is this real?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm like. How do you know it's not real?
Well, I have to trust neighbor man half the time, my boyfriend. Or I got to ask my dad because I'm like, I don't know. Here's the thing. If it was me buying the house, I would fall for everything. I would have been giving them all my money, and I'd be falling for everything.
No, if it was somebody calling me out saying that I missed a payment or did something mm-hmm. wrong, immediately I'm like, oh, I blacked it out because I knew I was doing something wrong, and I probably am in thousands and thousands of dollars of debt, and they're going to take my house away.
I'm too gullible. I'd fall for everything. See, they're looking for people like me, and I'd be the one who would give them all my money.
I would just stop checking the mail.
Oh.
And then all the real bills would fall behind, too.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got the latest dubious relationship question to ask your partner when you get home that everybody's doing on TikTok right now. That is, Would you rather spend an hour in a room with every person you have kissed or every person that your significant other has kissed? For example, I asked my boyfriend Curly this last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, would you rather be stuck in a room with everybody that you've kissed or everybody that I've kissed? And he stood there and stared blankly for quite some time. I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
He was pretty stumped. And I was like, I don't really know what I'm expecting him to say. And he's like, I think I would choose everybody that you've kissed. I said, really? Okay. Why would you like want to start a fight? Or what is the point of you getting in a room with everybody that I've kissed? And mm-hmm. he goes, no, I wouldn't start a fight because I won.
Oh!
He said, I get to kiss you forever. So I just stand there and laugh. And I said, okay, well, gross. That's not you. Puke.
What would you pick?
Thanks for making it sappy. I would probably choose the room of everybody that he's kissed. Number one, I'm curious. I can't help it. You know, I just want to know.
Prettiest one?
No, not necessarily. Oh. I just want to know what he's been up to. You know what I'm saying? Because kiss, I mean, that could go back to like middle school.
Are you trying to see if like there's a trend?
Is there a trend?
Do you all look the same?
Is anybody still in love with him? Because then I got to take care of you. no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to hurt anybody.
In that case, there will be a smackdown.
And I also really...
I call being a judge.
I would rather be in a room full of those people than be in the same room as some of the men that I have kissed in my life.
I also asked this question with me and my boyfriend, Neighborman, last night over dinner. And he goes, easy. I'll be in the room with all the boys you've kissed.
Oh, yeah?
And I go, well, this was also easy. I mean, no brainer. I will be in the room with all the girls that you have kissed. And he goes, good luck. There's going to be over 30 girls in that room. I said, what?
Oh.
There's how many people in that room? He goes, I don't know. There's like at least over 30 in that room. I'm like, geez Louise, how many girls have you been kissing? He's like, there was a phase.
I guess I didn't really think about putting a number on it.
I didn't either. He goes, there was a phase, though, at one point. And I go, that's disgusting.
I'm like, how long do you have in the room? You're not even going to be able to meet them all.
We're going to be there for hours.
I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I was blown away when I was at Mall of America Tuesday and Wednesday. We were going to go see Post Malone in concert. There's still a Toys R Us.
That's what you were excited about.
Well, here's the thing. We entered one way into Mall of America and we turned the corner and I go, that's a freaking Toys R Us. I didn't know they still had them. I thought they were done. I thought Toys R Us were done.
Yeah, now that you say that.
And they have a Toys R Us inside Mall of America. I was just, what?
Was it a ghost town?
No.
Did you go in? You sound like you did.
Yes, and did I buy something? Yes, I did.
Are you serious?
It was like a little game. It's a fart game. It's like a card game. Don't ask. I'm going to play with my nephews and I'm so excited. Was it mostly for myself? Yes, it was. I'll show you pictures. It's a card game about farting. Don't ask.
I don't. You're telling me not to ask, but I got a lot of questions.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I'm so excited. Here's the thing. I will say it didn't bring as much memories as I thought it would because I remember going to Toys R Us. It was on the southwest side, right? In Cedar Rapids. I just remember it being so magical when I was a kid. But when I walked in, I was like, oh, okay.
Fluorescent lighting and babies crying.
I don't even think there was a baby in there.
Oh, really?
It was like all adults. I think it was just us 90s kids being like, woo, Toys R Us. Like, I don't think there was a single kid in that store when I was in there.
Okay, sad.
Yeah. But it was just, it wasn't as fun as I remember, which was a little disappointing. And I will say, they changed the theme song, and I was very disappointed. You can't mess with the theme song.
I didn't know there was a theme song.
Taylor,
I don't.
Did you not shop at Toys R Us?
No, I don't think I did.
Taylor!
I don't think I did.
Oh my God, your childhood was robbed.
I gotta call my mom. I have a lot of questions. Why didn't we ever go to Toys R Us?
You are not a Toys R Us kid.
I guess not.
No wonder. You were hurt.
I'll go to Mall of America and check it out.
Let me terrify you.
Oh.
Swimsuit shopping.
Not a fan favorite.
Swimsuit shopping is the worst thing that you could possibly do. Oh my God. You leave in tears about 90% of the time. Doesn't matter what shape, size, body type you have, every single person will walk out of that dressing room in tears.
Yeah, most of the time it is more not fun than it is fun.
No, 100%. It's crazy to think that in 2025, they still don't understand women's body shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get me started.
But sometimes for me, what can be worse than swimsuit shopping, dress shopping.
Mm.
I will leave absolutely destroyed when I go dress shopping. And this is just like a sundress. I want a sundress. I want to look cute. I want to go in brunches wearing a cute sundress. Mm. But I can't because I can't find one that fits my body. Because here's the biggest problem for me is that like I'm like a size small, maybe in like a sundress. And then they have like the cups for the chest area, right? And they think that needs to be a small for me. It don't need to be. And so then it doesn't fit.
Right.
So I went sundress shopping at Mall of America. And you know what? It absolutely destroyed me. But what helped was...
Great.
What did help is that I told Neighbor Man that this is one of... My boyfriend, that this is one of the hardest things for me. And I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be very down on myself. And telling him that while I was in the store was great because he was helping me put on the dress. He was making sure to say encouraging words, kissing me on my forehead because you know a girl loves to be kissed on her forehead, right? No, not you? Okay, well, at least I do. He was very encouraging the whole time, which did I still leave defeated? Absolutely, but not as bad.
Mm.
So I definitely want to take him sundress shopping again because I felt like it helped. It didn't make me feel as bad about myself.
Well, that's good.
What? You don't want to do this?
No. I don't. I'm going to tell you right now that would not work for me. Why? I'm glad it worked for you. Here's what works better for me is I can go and have a horrible time shopping. I have the worst time looking for dresses because I go through this anytime I have to buy a dress for an event, like a wedding.
No, 100%.
Anything. I have a mental breakdown in every dressing room
because
I hate everything and I hate how it looks. But then I find maybe like an option or two to bring home because sometimes I've told you this before. Sometimes I have to bring things home because it's
lighting is so bad in there.
Yes. It's like a different person. Uh-huh. So if I bring something home, I like to just give him like two options and then he normally will tell me what he likes better. And then that is exciting to me. But if he was kissing me on the forehead when I was changing and depressed and hating everything about myself. That would not end well. I think we would break up inside of the express, probably. For scientific purposes, I need you to go home tonight and ask your man to impersonate somebody who just got engaged. A girl, specifically. Because I don't feel like we hear guys talking about it that much. And maybe it's because they normally are the ones doing the proposing, not getting proposed to. But last night, my boyfriend Curly and I were chatting and he was saying that someone had gotten engaged and he's like, man, some people, they just have to bring it up constantly. And I'm like, okay, you have to understand that's an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. Of course they're going to bring it up all the time. Maybe that person's been waiting a really, really long time and they just want to talk about it. He's like, but I mean, like, it's the constant, like, you guys, and then flicking the hand out so everybody sees the ring. And I just was like, first of all, I've never seen you move like that. And he's saying how, oh, every opportunity, it's always like, by the way, if you didn't know, and then flicking your ring out in front of everybody. I'm like, you can, like, laugh at it all you want, but if you got a big fat rock, wouldn't you be doing the same thing? And he's like, I don't know. I probably won't get a big fat.
Oh, my God. He's not wrong.
So I was kind of like, well, I guess maybe you guys don't get the hype because you don't get the big ring normally.
You know what I always love? I'm going to make fun of it, but you know what? I know I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing about that is that I always love when girls get engaged and then they will post photos on like their Instagram story and they will find every excuse to get the ring in the photo. They'll hold like their coffee at the most awkward angle ever.
Yeah, your wrist is like completely concaved in so you can get that ring finger.
Like, got my coffee today and it was like, you do not hold coffee like that. You just wanted to get the ring in it. Am I going to do that when I get a proposal?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You're getting your nails done. Uh-huh. You're posting your Apple Watch suddenly and people are like, you don't run.
You don't work out.
You wanted to post that ring.
time for...
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win...
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
You know you're getting old when getting off the couch, you pull a muscle. When doing something in the kitchen, you pull a muscle.
Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
There are some mornings where you're like, wow, that I don't know if I can get up.
That's a sign of getting old. And let's talk about pulling a muscle in the kitchen, actually. 70,000 Americans have pulled a muscle doing this in the kitchen. What is it?
I think it's just 7,000. I am concerned about your eyesight.
7,000.
That's a little
Taylor's
less.
Only here to babysit me during...
I'm the correction police. A correctional officer, if you will.
During my horrible vision during Let's Get Quizzical.
I'm sorry. I want to make sure my girl's saying the right facts here. Right? You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
At least once a week.
I know. And you... They're your questions, which is why I'm confused.
7,000 Americans have pulled a muscle doing this in the kitchen. What is it?
Text in your guest, 319-200-1029.
And if you're an eye doctor, call me.
See us out.
I clearly need to get my glasses fixed again.
Yeah.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
We're talking about hurting ourselves in the kitchen. And it's not what you think. Like, you know, accidentally with the knife while trying to cut a cucumber or something. No. We're talking about pulling a muscle in the kitchen. 7,000 Americans have pulled a muscle doing this in the kitchen. What is it?
I am so intrigued. What are you doing that's so physical in the kitchen? I gotta know.
I have no idea.
I gotta know. You gotta text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said, putting in or removing something from the oven. That bottom shelf will get you.
If anything, I just burn myself every time. Because I always forget, I don't pay attention to the rack. You know, if I'm grabbing something from the bottom, I forget about the top rack, and there I go, I burn myself.
Yeah, I guess if maybe you had, like, a tight hamstring. I don't know. I'm just thinking about, like, bending over. I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize this.
Yes, she is. Tim said, reaching for something on the top shelf. That's where it's going to get me. Our shelves are redonkulously high.
Yeah, mine would be... getting on top of the counter to then get to the top shelf. Because that would throw my back
out. And then
out.
Trying to get back down. And that's where I'm going to pull it.
That's when I hope nobody can see me. Because it's not cute ever.
You're like, do I just jump? And then hope to God my knees are still in good shape. And my ankles are going to give out. Or do I try to like
weasel my way down? Yeah. It doesn't go well.
Or try to go in the sink when you got to hope to God the sink can carry your weight. Because that'd be embarrassing if the sink caved.
Oh, I just think the garbage disposal will take my toes off anyways.
Oh my God, Taylor. Is that what you think?
Yes. It's all I can think about.
Now you just ruined that for me.
You're welcome. Be safe out there. 8573 said, I spent 13 hours making sourdough and threw my back out for the last 3 days.
Oh my God.
You did sourdough for like a weekend. How'd that go? Did you ever throw your back out?
Okay, way to throw me under the bus. You did
shame.
It for a weekend.
Yeah, that was your
I'll
hobby.
I'll get back to... Actually, I killed Glinda. She got mold. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh my God, no. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, when we moved, we opened her back up and Glinda is dead. Oh,
she's green.
Glinda is no longer with us.
It's funny how that happened.
She got... No, it was like this weird like black watery mold. I don't know. Ooh. She's dead.
It's like prison booze, probably. Anyways.
She's no longer with us. So, yeah, no, I definitely didn't do it for 13 hours. That would be... 1 hour was enough for me, 8573.
Mm-hmm. And then you gave up. All together.
I'll get back to it. I'll try another one.
Murderer.
7,000 Americans have pulled a muscle doing this in the kitchen. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in one song.
I forgot to tell you, I killed Glinda.
Well, the next one better be Alphaba.
Oh, yeah, of course. And that one I won't kill.
Mm-hmm.
Or give up on.
Right.
After a weekend.
Yeah.
I promise.
What, did you get two loaves out of Glenda and then she was killed?
Shut up. Tonight's trivia question. 7,000 Americans have pulled a muscle doing this in the kitchen. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
I couldn't find my button, okay?
Oh.
7,000 Americans have pulled a muscle scooping ice cream. You know what? Can we talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
I can't scoop ice cream for the life of me. Nobody hire me at an ice cream shop. I'm going to tell you right now, don't hire me. I can't do it.
Okay.
Maybe the problem is this. I refuse to put the little scooper under hot water. I know some people do that. I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Because it just melts your ice cream. I'm not doing it. I don't want soup ice cream. I want ice cream.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I learned that hot water thing because
no.
I worked at a smoothie place and I would have to scoop Froyo and we kept the scoops in hot water.
No.
So that they would be.
I want it to be as frozen as possible to the point that you can like feel it on your teeth and you're giving yourself a brain freeze and you're like, oh, that's, oh, hold on. You know, I want to feel that. Okay. I want to torture myself through that. I don't want it to be soup. I didn't ask for soup.
Okay. Just suck on a ice cube. It's like the same thing.
Knowing myself, I'd probably choke on that. That's why I don't do that.
There's just no winning with you in this arena.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.